Crystal Quaid is the Democratic nominee for the Missouri House of Representatives' 132nd District seat, which encompasses Central Springfield. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Please just start by telling us a little bit about yourself.
Definitely. Well, I am a first-generation high school graduate. I also went to Missouri State University, and my degree is in social work. I work for a local nonprofit here in Springfield that partners with school districts across the state to meet basic needs for kids so they can be successful. I am a mom and a wife, and I've been in Springfield for a little over a decade.
What motivated you to get into this race this year?
Well, when I was in school, I was a legislative intern for our current state representative, Charlie Knorr. I was actually the first social work student at Missouri State to go through that program. And really, when I got to Jeff City, I saw the process and unfortunately was a little disheartened with how inactive some elected officials were in the conversations and the debates, and really decided as a young professional at that point that I could either dig in and try to make some serious change, or I could throw my hands up and say I'm not going to get involved with the political process at all, and decided to dig in. And actually, the day after I graduated, I started working for the United States Senate doing constituent services work for a Missouri senator, and then from there did some various political things before I got back into the nonprofit world about 5 years ago. And when Charlie Knorr was termed out, I decided that this was a really good time for my family and I. You know, my husband and I had at length conversations if now was a good time for us to be involved and to make this jump. And it worked out for us timing-wise with our situation. And really, I just want to get in there and bring some perspective that I think is lacking in Jefferson City.
You mentioned Charlie Knorr. We'll talk about the fact that he is in a different role in that he's a Democrat in a predominantly Republican area in terms of senators and state representatives. How important do you think it is to continue to have this seat represented by a Democrat?
Well, he is actually the only Democrat in the entire 7th Congressional. So where Billy Long is serving us in D.C., he is the only one in the Missouri House. And so I think it's super important. I think across the board, it's more important to have a more balanced legislature. Even if it was predominantly Democrats, I would say that we need more Republicans in office. I think to make serious change, we have to have everybody seated at the table. And that comes from economic backgrounds, professions, but also political ideals as well. And so with that, I think it's super important that we try to have a different perspective representing Southwest Missouri.
On your website, you list some of the issues: quality education, affordable health care for children, access to health care overall, a living wage, and campaign finance and ethics reform. Start with education. The related issue typically deals with funding. What would your goal in regards to the foundation formula be as a legislator?
Well, as I'm sure many listeners know, last legislative session they actually changed the formula and altered it so that we can now say it's fully funded. But what it actually did, and in my opinion and a lot of the numbers reflect, we are actually shortchanging our schools even more than we were before. In my role with the nonprofit I work for, I work with schools across the state, so we are in over 30 school districts, and I have seen firsthand the economic differences between our schools across the state, and we see a little bit of that in Springfield as well. But when our schools are struggling to keep the lights on and can't guarantee their staff will actually have a job the following week, that's a serious problem. And I think that it's super important that regardless of where you live, children have an equal opportunity to be successful and have a great education. And so my main goal, obviously, you know, I will be in a super minority in the legislature, but I think that we can have some big compromises in trying to educate people across the board of how important it is that we are equally funding our schools across the state of Missouri, and that schools in St. Louis have the same opportunity that our schools here in Springfield do. So I think it's going to be a lot of conversation. I don't think that we'll be able to change this overnight. Obviously, it's going to be something that takes some time, but the first step is having that dialogue and making sure everybody who's voting on these issues has a full understanding of what the impact is on our children and our teachers and faculty when the schools aren't fully funded.
Yeah, you mentioned how, if elected, there's still going to be a supermajority of Republicans controlling the House and Senate. What qualities do you bring to help achieve bipartisan legislation?
Well, I think it comes from two facets. One, I'm a social worker by training, and one thing that we are taught very early on is to check your biases at the door. I will be there to represent my district, and of course, as a human, my opinions come into effect, but I think, in my personal opinion, a state representative should be able to take their personal biases and leave it at the door when they're doing their job. And that's something that, through my social work training, I definitely have that ability to do and have done that over time. Also, I come from a very conservative household. I come from a conservative area. And so while I am a Democrat, I definitely can understand where the other side is coming from on a lot of issues. And I have a great ability to have calm, rational dialogue and find those compromises. I do it every day in my job, and I do it in the different volunteer capacities that I have, is finding that middle ground, which is something that we're going to have to do as legislators to get anything moving in a supermajority.
You also have ethics reform on your issues list. The legislature did make some headway on ethics reform this past legislative session. What's your assessment of things that were passed this session regarding that?
I think it's a great first step, but I think there's a long way to go as well. If you've ever spent time in Jefferson City, or worked there, it's painfully obvious how much more needs to be done. And I think definitely we need to have limits on where the money's coming from. I think that it is not okay that somebody can donate $50,000 who doesn't even live in the city of someone who's running for office. We've seen money come in from other states before, especially in this specific seat. There was, back in 2010, a donor from North Carolina or South Carolina who was donating to a house race here in Springfield. I don't feel like that's okay. I think that, as I said, it's a great first step to have that dialogue and for both sides of the aisle to understand that this is a problem. And it is a problem on both sides. It's not a specific partisan issue, in my opinion. I also don't like the fact that elected officials can be lobbyists and work along their colleagues as a lobbyist. I have taken money from political action committees, and I think most legislators have, in terms of contributions to your campaign. But it needs to be more obvious where that money's coming from, and I think that there should be limits. For my nonprofit, I can feed a child for $1.50. And the fact that these races can cost upwards of $100,000 for a house seat for 2 years is just sad. And I think that we really need to make some bigger progress in terms of capping what that looks like.
Give me an assessment of the Democratic Party in general over the last few years in the legislature. What do you think some of the successes of the party have been? What are the major challenges and obstacles your party has faced?
Yeah, obviously the biggest obstacle would be that we are in a super minority, and trying to get legislation through is very difficult. Even getting it to a committee is difficult as a Democrat. I think one of the great things I've seen is oftentimes my party will give a bill idea to the opposing party and say, hey, this is a great idea, run with it, instead of having their name be attached to it, which is something I would have no problem doing. In terms of successes, in my opinion, it's been a little bit of stopping things instead of progress in some areas I'd like to see. But last year, the SJR 49, the gay rights bill, or the opposite of that, that went through the Senate, that was super contested. The fact that that didn't go through, I think, was a huge success. That was a bipartisan success, but definitely the Democrats were leading the way on that. As I said, I think that most of our success has been in stopping some things that could have been more damning. But hopefully we can move forward.
Is that a role you want to have in trying to stop things?
No, I'd like to get more done. As I said earlier, I really am hoping that we can work across the aisle and have some great compromise. I'm not in this to one day be governor. I mean, if I get there and I really enjoy this and I do a great job and my constituents agree with me, I will run again and I will continue to represent them in the House. But, I'm not particularly in this to make some huge waves as Crystal Quaid, and so when I get there, if there are compromises that I can make, or like I said, I can give legislative ideas to other people and let them run with it to get it done, as long as we're getting something done for Missourians that is helpful in the issues that I've talked about, healthcare, Medicare, or Medicaid is something I'd like to see expanded, education funding, and there's a lot of things that we can do bipartisanly to have progress in Missouri. And so that's what I hope to do. Of course, we'll be working to stop funding cuts in various places, social services, education, things like that. But hopefully we can actually do some things instead of just stopping.
I want to get your take on the gubernatorial race. Democrat Chris Koster, the Attorney General here in the state of Missouri, and Eric Greitens, self-proclaimed political outsider.
Yes.
How do you see that race shaping out, and what you think either candidate would bring to the table as governor?
I am supporting Chris Koster, and I will very vocally say that. I think what has been great about his race particularly is he is what we all need to be doing, not just focusing on specifically Democratic issues or Republican issues. He's finding that middle ground. And you can see that with the Cattlemen's Association backing him, the NRA, the Police Officers Association. These are historically groups that support Republican candidates, and for the first time maybe ever for some of them, they are supporting a Democratic governor. And I think that's where we need to be in Missouri, is finding that compromise and finding elected officials who can represent not one particular party, but find that middle ground that, as I said earlier, is the compromise. I think it's Greitens, I have not met. I do not know much about him. I've seen, you know, his stances on some things. And I think that it is great that he's getting new people excited, and we can kind of say that on the presidential race as well. This political outsider concept is getting some people involved who have never been involved before, and I think that's hugely important, and I'm very happy that that's happening. But I do think that Chris Koster is definitely working to find that middle ground and find compromises with both political parties, and I think that his race has shown us that.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience?
Well, I appreciate you allowing me to be here. I'd like to go back a little bit to why I'm running and why I think I'm the best. Obviously, you know, this is a race. My district, as you said, is Center Springfield, and it encompasses Northwest Springfield, downtown. We've got the universities. It's a very interesting demographic of people who are voting and who will be represented. But it's no secret that our district is one of the lowest income and most transient areas, and an area that is really getting some focus from the city through the Northwest Project and the various things that we're doing. But I feel like we really need someone who not only understands the struggles that are going on in our district, but can also represent them when we get there. And as a first-generation high school graduate, I understand what it's like to sell your furniture to pay your bills, and I talk about that often. I think that we need somebody in Jefferson City who understands that and who has lived through that process, but as I said, can also work to get things done. I have some experience in government, and I've spent some time in Jefferson City, good and bad. I understand the things that go on up there, and so I can definitely hit the ground running when I get there. But I think, as I said, most importantly, it's that we have someone who really knows what's going on in the district, and I have served on the various zone blitz things that are happening. I've been a part of the dialogue for 10 years in Northwest Springfield, and so I feel like I can really bring that perspective there and be that voice that I think isn't necessarily portrayed in Jeff City.
How would you express to the audience what makes you different from your opponent?
I think a lot of it is that, you know, I have been an active member of my community. I serve on my neighborhood association board. I've been a member and board member of the League of Women Voters, the MU Extension Council. I'm on the Zone 1 Blitz Community Action Committee. I have been actively engaged in Northwest Springfield since I've been in Springfield. And I raise my children there. They go to Springfield Public Schools in some of these 90% free and reduced lunch school buildings, some of the ones that we're now discussing having to tear down. So I've been an active member of the community, and I know what's happening, and I know what's going on. We've knocked over 14,000 times in our district, and I've had a lot of conversations with people at the doors, and we need someone in our district who understands what's going on in Northwest Springfield. It's important that we're talking about the fact that almost all of our elementary schools are 90% free and reduced lunch. That's a problem. Our wages are a problem in our district. People are not able to make ends meet, and they're not able to, you know, work multiple jobs. And you work full-time at minimum wage right now, it's $306 a week. That's not livable, and we need somebody who understands that but can also work across the aisle and find solutions that will help our families out.
Crystal Quaid, the Democratic nominee for the Missouri House seat 132, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.